patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
This is the first time we've talked with Zora, in which I'm not sure I want to talk to her about the Milwaukee Bucks. All these trades going on, and what our team's doing.
You don't
joining
want,
us
you don't
now.
Want to talk to her about the Bucks creeping up to Eastern.
We will get to that,
like,
but
they're doing well, and you don't want to talk about them. It's crazy.
Hold on. Again.
Hey, hold on. First of all, Zora, I always agree with Homer.
I always agree with Homer, like all the time.
Thank you.
It had nothing to do with how the Bucks are doing. I have no idea why all these teams are doing what they're doing, and I thought maybe you could explain it.
You want to start with the Kings and the Pacers.
Right, wherever you want to start, Kings and the Pacers.
Okay, so that specific trade is Sabonis, Halliburton. Those are the big ones, basically. And, okay, let's think here.
What is each team trying to do?
I mean, the Pacers are garbage. They're unloading.
All right. It's that simple?
Yes. Well, okay, right. And the Kings are trying to retool as well, and we know that De'Aaron Fox is the main star. So they let go of Buddy Hield, Tristan Thompson, and Tyrese Halliburton for Sabonis, Jeremy Lamb, and I believe Justin Holiday. My only thing with that one is I'm surprised they traded Tyrese Halliburton, the Kings. Just because he's the young phenom, a lot of energy. Yeah.
Yes.
I was surprised at that, but I'm sure the Pacers were like, hey, we're not just going to give you Sabonis for just Buddy Hield and Tristan Thompson. We need something else.
Okay.
And all right.
All right. Now we get to Portland and New Orleans.
CJ McCollum. Yeah, I think it. And that, I think in Portland they love CJ, but it's come to a point where they need to figure it out. And obviously Dame is not on the chopping block when you're, from the Blazers front office point of view. It's like, okay, he's the star. The only other big piece you have to try and move something around is CJ McCollum.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, now to the Bucks.
It's a lot of, people are like, hey, things aren't working. You know, we got to do something. Now, do the trades work? Are they, what Portland gets isn't crazy to me. Like, they don't get, a CJ caliber player. They get a bunch of little pieces. And I don't mean to demean anyone. I'm just saying, to me, CJ is, a number two guy. You don't know. You don't know. That's why you have to watch it play out.
I was first going to ask you about the Bucks and the 10-day contract for Greg Monroe because I thought he was, 37.
Moose, he is. He's at least 40.
No, he's 31.
What? He looks and plays 40.
How old? I'm almost sure he's 31.
31 he's and way older 249 than. Days. So, yes. You were right.
That's Homer. It?
31. Wow. He's very
That's
mature.
Pretty young. Extremely mature.
I remember doing his games at Georgetown.
Doesn't fit the Bucks style of play, though, Zora. I don't think. Do you?
Wait, why do you say that? Well, there's something about the Bucks where people come in and understand their role, even if you don't think it's going to fit. It's just something about this team where people have respect for the system that's already built, and so they just kind of come in and they don't try to mess anything up. I mean, I think go ahead.
No, I get that part of it. The part of it I say I don't see him as a fit is defensively not very good, hasn't been very good, and offensively he's not going to stretch the floor for you at all.
I think it's just you wanted some extra size in there. You wanted a 6'11 guy to see how it goes. What do you lose from signing a 10-day? You're not committing for the rest of the season.
I mean, yeah, you're certainly not losing anything.
Well, then he's just a 10-day guy.
Yeah.
Is that the way we should look at him?
I mean, I don't know. Are they going to post him up? I don't see the Bucks doing post-ups. They just don't do it. So, I don't know. It's just the outside looking in. He doesn't seem like a fit for those two reasons.
But then he's just a 10-day guy. They want a big an inside guy.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about the bigs all season long, right? And the need for reprieve for Bobby and Giannis, and I think he does just that. Now, what you do after the 10-day, do you stay after the 10-day? Obviously, that's up to John Horst and his crew. But what we're T-minus, we have, a little less than 48 hours till, the trade deadline. So
I'm not expecting the Bucks to do anything. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, I don't know if they're the but let's talk about them moving up. Clearly, they've won three in a row. They've been doing something well despite missing whoever we think they're missing and they need. So what's been working well as of late for the Bucks?
They've been winning the third quarters. It's not as simple as that, but I think you have a big upside when you come out after halftime and make a run, and that's something that the Bucks weren't necessarily doing in a lot of the games they were dropping. They're also beating the teams that they're supposed to beat. Mm-hmm. The Clippers obviously are not full go. Portland, you know, without Dame, so that speaks for itself. And then D.C., Bradley Beal didn't even play. So you know, those three wins, it wasn't teams at their full strength, but hey, a win is a win, and you got to take care of business, and that's what the Bucks have done lately. You got the Lakers in the same predicament. I think LeBron is probable tonight, but still, you know, that team has had ups and downs, so I consider that a beat the team you're supposed to beat. And then at the end of this week, I'm excited. On Thursday, Phoenix, I know, like, okay, it's regular season, but part of me, especially since I'm, you know, kind of watching as a fan right now, I'm excited for it.
Yeah, it's a minute. Certainly a huge game.
Is this my business? You're watching as a fan?
What?
Yes.
Well,
because
I mean, this is...
Go ahead.
No, I'm disappointed. Every time I watch the Bucks on TV, you know who I expect to see? Superstar incoming, Zora. And I'm watching the game, and I don't want to say who it is because it doesn't matter. I just go, that's not Zora. Where is Zora? But I don't want to ask if it's not my business to ask, if it's something I don't know. But you brought it up, so where are you?
No. Yeah, I'm in Stamford, Connecticut. I am covering the Olympics for NBC Sports. And, yeah, I'm doing a daily show with them through the game. Oh. But also Thursday.
Why don't you come on over to the UConn game tonight, Zora? How far are you from Hartford?
Oh, I have no idea, actually.
I'll let you do play-by-play.
Let us know. I think we can get you a ticket.
I actually should look that up.
You should.
You should.
I didn't know where you were, and I have to say, and now when is the show? Because I haven't watched anything with the Winter Olympics, but
maybe now you will.
No, this is more important. No, Zora is more important than the East. Yes, Zora. When's the show?
It is 10:30 a.m. Eastern on the @NBC Olympics Twitter handle, Everyday 30-Minute Show.
Oh, because you can get that on Peacock, right?
Yeah, I will probably just go to the @NBC Olympics Twitter handle, though. That's probably the easiest way to get it.
I got it. That's all right, back to the basketball stuff. Secondary, but
yeah. Phoenix, I will say Phoenix Thursday was exclusively TNT as well. So we're all watching as fans.
They're losing Thursday. We all know that, right?
Who's losing?
Who's
the Bucks. They're not,
the
they're not beating them Thursday. Yeah, they're not beating them Thursday. Come on. We want them to win. But they're...
I don't know why you would say that, but
because I think Phoenix is better now. What? It's just regular season. Okay. It means something to Phoenix.
Yeah, but the Bucks have historically this season gotten up for the big
played
teams.
Their best against
Brooklyn,
good teams. That's right.
Golden State. So if there's any game that's like
Brooklyn's not considered good anymore, by the way.
No, we don't.
They might have been when they played them.
Not sure if you're looking at the standings or not, but they have plummeted, losing eight in
they
a row.
Have.
I was just going to talk to you about this.
Go ahead.
East. So you can cover that in your overall assessment of the East, which I'm looking at. You got the Bucks and the Heat rising. You've got the Nets falling. I mean, this East can't look anything like you thought it was going to look coming in.
Absolutely not. But at the same time, like, you're saying a statement that the Brooklyn Nets are plummeting. If we've learned anything this season, it's that it's literally going up and down. A team could be 9 one day and 1 the next. Like, I think the last time we talked, the Bucks were like 5 or 6, and now they're 2.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the way it's so tight that I don't even know.
But they're going the wrong way, Zora.
I agree with the Bucks.
And they're going the wrong way fast.
Okay. Yeah, but like, you're 5 games. 5 games is nothing. You get a 2 or 3 game winning streak, like the Brooklyn Nets, 5 games behind the number one spot. You get a 2 or 3 game winning streak. You're back in that 1 through 6.
Yeah, under normal circumstances, you'd be right. But they don't look like they're going to win 5 or 6, and maybe out of the next 10 even.
Well,
much less 5.
They've
in a row.
Got a whole. It's a whole situation over there.
Exactly. But I mean, like, you got Atlanta. I mean, you had to believe that the Hawks are going to be better than they are. The Celtics were going to be better than they are.
Agreed.
Even the Knicks early on was like looking like, okay, they might do something. Nope. there
Wait,
now.
Can I tell a story about the Celtics? So I have a cousin who is a huge Celtics fan. The other day, he said, you want to see a dead body? And it was, I think it was either Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum, like, dunking on Mo Bamba. And I was like, this is what your season has come to. You're sending me highlights of the Celtics versus the Magic. So, I, you know, it's, you know. But it's the, anything, Boston, couple game win streak, and they could be. And remember, trade deadline could, you know, shuffle some teams. You just chemistry.
Do you see the Bucks doing anything? I don't. I'm not complaining. I just don't think they will.
John Horst is so smart.
He is. I agree. So smart doesn't mean yet. Smart means also not doing something when you don't just do something to do something. It all comes down to you asked me to wait until I asked about Lopez, so I'm trying to wait before I get around to it.
Yeah, that was me not answering.
I mean, we'll know the situation with Brook Lopez based on what they do or don't do before the trading deadline.
Do you think it's all up to...
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll reveal
If they don't think Brook Lopez can come back, they're going to find somebody else. They got to.
But just because it's past the trade deadline, they could get somebody off the buyout market.
They could. That's true.
I don't see the trade deadline as like the end-all, be-all of like what's going to happen with Brook.
So they have more time to address that situation if it in fact exists. Because I'm leaning toward thinking he's going to come back, but that doesn't mean they think he's going to come back and can play at the level they need. But this is your segment.
You
take it away.
Hmm? What?
You don't know how somebody's going to perform till they come back.
I don't, but I bet you do, and the people close to the team that are observing him have a good idea of the likely range, given the injury, given where he is in his recovery. This isn't their first rodeo for a back injury.
Yeah.
Yes?
No? All right, Zora, let us know if you want to go to the game.
Okay.
And also, if you want to do... We'll catch you later.
And if you want to do play-by-play, Marquette's good. But you can handle it.
All right. You're good. Talk soon.
All right. Thanks, Zora.
See you, Zora.
Did you know she was doing the Olympics?
Yeah, she said that last time.
I know, but I didn't. She didn't go anywhere. I didn't know they could do the Olympics from Connecticut.
Oh.
I thought she was just doing the Olympic trial things.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Big time. Come on.
Well, did you see the announcement that she was doing the Olympics anywhere?
No, I think she's just doing a show, she said.
I know, but Pebble, did you see any notice on Zora doing the
Olympics? I do not know.
As to why she would miss Bucks games. Hey, when Zora's not doing a Bucks game, I want to know about it.
Oh. Well, get on the email thread. You're not on
no,
right now.
Humanity wants to know about it, so not just me, not the only one. 1-800-990-3776. We'll try to be good, but there's no way we're going to be good as Charles Woodson and Dick Vermeil. They're coming up next and soon.